Madison.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to the lines in order. Do not hang up. We're going to address one issue first. Just been reported that the Pentagon is weighing whether to deploy special forces to guard our reopened embassy in Kyiv, Ukraine. And the answer is absolutely yes, they should do that. Why do I say that? We've reopened our embassy. Obviously, we'll hire a lot of Ukrainians. We do in every country. In Russia, we hired Russians to be the cooks and that kind of thing. Although Russia, whenever they wanted to jab us, would say none of their nationals could serve there. And then we had to fly people in anyway. In Kyiv, we have a new ambassador, a woman who is really terrific and very brave. And she has been the ambassador in another dangerous areas of the world. But you can't send her to Ukraine and have just like normal guards. And I think putting in some Navy SEALs, Rangers, Delta Force, Green Berets, and then the word goes to Putin, don't even think about bombing them. Don't even think about bombing them. Putin is afraid of us. He's a dog. He is a disease-carrying rat. He is afraid of us. But you got to guard her. That's my view. We're going to go in order. First is Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, it's usually kind of difficult to follow up on CJ because it gives a mishmash of misstatements and misfacts that would be pretty easy to tear apart point by point. You know, he brings up tragedies of the past like Benghazi when Christopher Stevens was killed. Well, let's remember Christopher Stevens chose to go there in Libya because he loved the Libyan people and wanted to make things better for them. And it's tragic he was killed, but I mean, the things happen on the other side of the world sometimes that are not the fault of who is ever in office. That out of the way first. And for the Republican Party, the red wave of the Republican Party brings up again and again. Let's remember this red wave. The party platform is going to not have written down, but they want to get rid of Social Security and Medicare. Deliver that message to, you know, retirees and people of a certain vintage or people who are disabled because they are collecting Social Security under SSI or Medicare or Medicaid, that remind these people the Republican Party is hell-bent on removing the last vestiges of the New Deal, and they want to eliminate the unfortunately named Great Society because they want to, you know, eliminate all history and teaching about how bad slavery was. I mean, I just read Mary Trump's new book, The Reckoning, and she gives a very good thumbnail sketch of a lot of very black history, you know, black in terms of bad history, that of black history of black history in this country about how bad things were for people, of any people of color.
Yeah, no, you're raising good points, and the one thing I want to focus on, it's a very important point, when Mark says, and I say, they want to eliminate Social Security and Medicare, everybody goes, come on, Matt, you're exaggerating. Mark's exaggerating. No, we're not. With Medicare, they want to voucherize it. And this is quite clear. And Rick Scott, the governor of Florida, the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee, you get a $10,000 voucher. Go out and find an insurance company that'll provide your Medicare for that. A number of them will say they will, but then they'll fight you on everything. You have to have a lawyer in the family to get paid for anything. They won't authorize anything. You got to keep Medicare. And Social Security, they want to privatize it. They want to go, okay, everybody is going to get a certain amount of money from the government, and they're going to put it in some kind of 401k. And that is an open market. And so you'll have Goldman Sachs and you'll have JP Morgan and the rest of them saying, we'll manage it. Well, you're not going to get a regular income out of that. If the stock market goes down, you may get little or no income out of it. And frankly, even if it goes up, they'll take fees of 2% or more. Do not give up Medicare and Medicaid. And one of the odd things is they did a poll among Republicans at one point, and some of the people commented, I do not want the government to tamper with my Medicare. That's ridiculous. The government provides the Medicare. Do you understand that? Thanks a lot for calling. Very, very important points. Next in line, we go to Dan of Monona. Dan, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dan?
Oh, well, man, it's always, EJ always gets me fired up there. I think he's a plant. You just have him call in to get callers call in. But
no, I don't.
Ron Johnson.
We take anybody, Dan. We take anybody. If he's
yeah,
a Republican plant. That's on him.
Ron Johnson is always right. He's got to be the number one dumbest statement I think I might heard. But Biden, progressive. What progressive things has Biden done out of his agenda this in his so far in his term that have raised inflation or I must have missed something that he's talking about there.
Right. Well, people get lathered up by CJ and some of our other callers, and you know, one of the points I like to make, Dan, is that this show is open to everybody. If you try to call in on a right-wing show, they'll screen you, they'll want to know what you're talking about, and they may not put you on. And if they do put you on, they'll cut you off in 2 seconds. What's different about this show is that people can call in, and they can call in and say, look, I'm a Republican. Okay, fine. And here's what I believe. And then when they say stuff that isn't true, and these are Republican talking points, these talking points go out on emails and tweets all the time. And frequently they got it wrong. And then I correct them. But it's important, I think, to get that out in the open. Thanks for calling, Dan. Bill of Oconomowoc. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. The upcoming fall elections, we got to get out and start talking about don't take a knee for Russia, stand up for America. You just mentioned about how you handle calls on your show. I've been on Dan O'Donnell. His screener wants to know exactly what I'm going to ask him, and I know if it's too difficult for him to answer, he won't take the call. If he thinks he can beat me, he'll get on the air, and then he'll talk over me, call me a name, and hang up. That is just childlike. That's childlike. There's nothing they can't be. Republicans have lost the ability to debate because to debate, you got to have facts. And if you don't have facts, how can you debate? So they gave up on it. I really believe with enough educating people what's going on in America, again, stand up for America. Don't take a knee for Putin or Russia. And the Republicans have. They've embarrassed themselves. They let Taliban fighters go. They did all kinds of crazy stuff. And they chose Putin over Comey. That's a fact. And Trump said to Mark Levin, if he hadn't fired Comey, Comey would have fired him. That should be enough said. Have a great day, man.
Yeah, and that's terrific, Bill. Just right on. And then also you have the January 6th insurrection with Trump ginning that thing up. There was a coup, and it's still going on. It's going on in a more subtle way. January 6th didn't work, but 44% of Republican legislators in the 9 swing states, that the closest margins, including Wisconsin, 44% of Republican legislators are doing everything they can to delegitimize the vote in 2020, in some cases change it. But even if they don't change it, to question it, to moralize people on democracy going forward. Thanks a lot for calling. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Robert?
Sorry, I usually don't call twice, but CJ got me going this morning. Bill's point is right. Even look at reproductive health and abortion as an issue. It's a 60-40 issue. So when they have a debate on Fox, they have three conservatives, one the host, chiming in against the one person arguing with them. But really, I wanted to refute a couple of CJ's points. First, Elon Musk is in trouble. There's accusations of sexual advances against an employee, a stewardess, on one of his corporate planes. He actually offered, the accusation is he offered to buy the woman a horse as a bribe to silence her. And then when it wasn't going his way, they started cutting the woman's shifts and retaliating against her. So I don't know if he's trying to run for a larger office, because now that we've had the orange grifter in office, any celebrity or someone with means feels like they can be president. So I don't know if that's what's going on there, or if he's trying to make the accusations political as opposed to actually what they are, you know, improper in the workplace. The CRT thing is a real thing. If we look at the city of Atlanta with redlining, if you weren't allowed to live in a certain part of town, your life expectancy is 10 to 15 years shorter than people in the other part of town, because on that part of town, they made folks live in the industrial area in Atlanta, and that's where there was massive polluting and dumping of environmental and toxic waste. So CJ is just off the reservation. His comments are crazy. I often wonder if he has a plant as well, because he gets all of us so fired up. Thanks for the time.
No, thanks for going in, Robert. You're making some great points, certainly about the relative openness of Democratic and Republican talk radio to take comments. And then secondly, your other comments are great, as always. Thank you. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hi, Matt. I would like to point out that Joe Biden is over there sitting in person with Modi of India and Kishida of Japan to reestablish trade relations with the Asian Pacific nations, particularly Japan, South Korea, and India. This is in a reversal of the cancellation by President Trump in 2017 of what was called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Major blunder by Trump. Now this will be reversed. And in addition to those countries, Australia, Indonesia, Malaysia, New Zealand, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam, together is 40% of the world's economy. And Biden is over there putting it back together. And I think that that ought to be front of mind when people are thinking about Joe Biden's trip to Asia these last few days. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, excellent point. And, you know, it's a larger, it feeds into the larger question. Republicans are attacking a wartime president in Ukraine and, in effect, a trade war president in the Pacific. In other words, Biden is out there doing constructive things to stand up to China and to get other Asian allies united against China, and then getting NATO united against Russia. And it was Trump who said that he would consider pulling us out of NATO. And Trump is the one that just betrayed, essentially, our Pacific allies. So very, very important point. Thanks for calling. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.